Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have Kwaji Kajum in the house. What? All right, please introduce yourself.
I'm Stamati. I play bass in the band, and that's it. I hold down the low end. That's about it.
I am Justin. I play guitar and vocals.
I'm Danielle. I do vocals and move around a bunch in the live sets.
Yeah, all right. So, I don't know. Should I call you Justin or should I call you Kwaji?
You can call me Justin.
Okay, Justin. Tell me about your sound.
My sound?
Yes, the sound of the band.
We're a rock band. It's rock.
Yeah, rock and roll.
We've been
2019
and 20, right before COVID, basically.
Yeah.
And then everything kicked off with COVID, and then we did nothing for 2 years. Yeah. And now we're back. We're back, guys.
Not
get ready.
Except for everything.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have been doing quite a few shows out there, I noticed. Yeah.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really good summer.
Yeah. That. Well, let's get the people to hear your music. So, Stamati.
Stamati. That's good. You're doing good. Yeah, so I guess my favorite track from this album would be Blue Shift. So I guess that's what we'll start off with.
Yes, exactly. And believe it or not, the time is like 4:20, 4 minutes and 20.
Dude, every good song ends at 4:20.
Right, exactly. So I just had to note that. All right, here's Blue Shift on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Life is waiting, shift the baby.
Dang, that was groovy, guys. Super groovy. Okay, so tell me, how did you guys form the band? How did you meet?
So how did we meet? We all shared a jam space.
We met King's years Den. Ago.
Yeah, I mean, that was like a long time
ago. 2015?
Something like that. Yeah, we all shared a jam space in different bands. And me and Joey and Barack were the ones who started it.
Mm-hmm.
Who is you? Are you going to tell Barack's origin? I could
Well, we've known other people throughout our years, like knowing each other. And so the band originally started with two other people that aren't in this room. Yeah. And one person actually wrote one of the songs on the album. Brock, he wrote he had the chord progression.
Yeah,
he
did.
So,
I just like arranged it and wrote words over it.
I'm technically not the original bassist. That's so shout out Joey.
But yeah, Joey was in the band for like a couple weeks. And then Brock was in the band for maybe, like, what, 3-4 months?
No, he was probably, like, 6 or 7 months. I remember right before our first show is when he called it quits.
Yeah, he quit. And then Vic, who we stole from Lightbulb Vaporizer, he's been here ever since. We were good buddies.
Yes, and we're going to play some of that later on in the show. Yeah, yes. But, and how did you guys...
We met through the same with, like, the jam spaces. Yeah. I mean, where we met, we recall differently. But in Surrey, we were living in Surrey, and all musicians playing, whether it was at like open mics or open jams, and just jam rooms and different shows out there. And,
nice. Yeah. Awesome. All right, here at CJSF, we love to promote female content, and Danielle has a friend. Tell me about your friend, Danielle.
Well, it's not just my friend. Justin's good friends with her, too. Okay. We were in a band with her called Covenants, and here in Vancouver, when Marie was living in Vancouver. So Marie Songer is her name, and she was an SFU student here, and she's moved back to Bellingham, States, where she's not from Bellingham, but she's moved back to the States where she's from. She's in Bellingham. She's been doing solo projects and doing a bunch of music there. And so on Bandcamp, you can find a whole album she's put out, The Kaleidoscope Where Glass. And it's what she's done is she's taken the poems by Marge Percy and she's put them to song. And so she reached out to the poet and she asked permission and was given blessings, and she's released this album. And we're going to play Marie's favorite song on it, The Longest Night.
My blood tastes so deep and rusty. I sense death lurking like a feral dog.
Defeat. Ooh. stone in the rearview mirror. My dark eyes closer at my head. FBI binoculars. Lady, it's been worse. Bad as the moon burning tonight I honor you, lady of the neck. Here at the stone, I learn my song. At the stone, I learn my song. I egg and crosses face. Tunnel through
egg, anonymous.
Tunnel through the night goes
egg,
on.
Anonymous.
Night goes on and on.
All right, we love those weird vibes, yo. That was Marie Songer. And yeah, I'm thinking her last name, she was meant to sing, yo. Yeah, I think so. All right, tell me a little bit about her.
Yeah, so we were roommates. So once upon a time, I, in Surrey, had a venue. It's called the Hot Amp. And Marie lived with me in this industrious house cafe. And we were roommates, and she would play with a Baudrin drum, and I would play with a guitar, and we would make these acoustic songs, and then we wanted to amplify those, and then that's when Justin became involved in the band, and then I switched off acoustic onto bass, and she went back onto a natural acoustic kit. So Marie's got a heavy history in drumming. She's an excellent drummer, and we were able to push some really weird, earthy, witchy vibes, and then throw down hard with punk and metal influence, and mm-hmm. really just kind of feed that guttural area as well. And yeah, just an all around really cool, wacky musician, super rad.
You're cool, Chicky Poo. Yes. Okay. Now let's get. Oh gosh, your name keeps
Stamati.
Stamati.
Oh, yeah, everyone's gonna know it by the end of the show.
I know, right? Okay,
say it three times.
Stamati. Okay. All right. So yes, tell me about light bulb vaporizer.
You want me to tell you about it? I can do my best.
Justin is going to tell me about that light bulb.
When I met Vic, he's playing with Come Like a Bomb and Light Bulb Vaporizer, and
yes.
They're both awesome bands. But,
One moment.
I don't know. Not me.
I don't know where that came from.
Just a phone? Okay.
Okay.
Still working.
Oh, that is so weird. Is that?
Yeah. Oh, you probably turned Siri on.
Maybe
you
should probably.
Come on, man.
Rookie move. They improvise on the spot. They've played tons of shows. They're awesome. They're all really good. Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we'll check them out.
A distraction there.
Thank you. Awesome. Awesome song. Okay, so you can tell me about some shows, or there's a show coming up. So, yeah, tell me about that.
Show coming up is with Lachinga at Captain's Cabin in Mission.
When's that, the 23rd?
23rd of September, yeah.
Yeah, September 23rd, folks. And then, I don't know, is there a cover? Do you know anything about that, or?
I don't know.
Probably quickly 10, 15 bucks.
Okay, let's give it 20 bucks. And while she's looking that up, I'm going to play some Lachinga. Here's Light It Up. Bam, boom. Yes, that was Lachinga with Light It Up. All right. And, yeah, you guys are going to be playing with them, right? Or you guys, right?
That's on the 23rd.
We'll be 23rd with them and the Blowouts. Yeah. It is free. No cover.
No cover.
19 plus.
Yeah, just give me 20 bucks when you show up.
$20 is cover. Okay, awesome. All right, what else do we got going on here? So, I'm wearing, let's talk about t-shirts. What are you wearing right now?
I got my System of a Down shirt. It's my first ever concert that I went to, actually.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, we should talk about that. What's your first concert?
My first concert?
Yeah.
Alice Cooper.
How about Danielle?
The Backstreet Boys.
What? All right. And I am wearing a Warborn shirt. So we're going to play some Bury the Bones. This is their new single right here on CJSF. Yeah, that was Bury the Bones. And Garrett has been on my show previous, and he is a huge wrestling fan. And maybe he might be a wrestler. I don't know. But anyways.
I'm surprised. If he's not, he should be.
Right? I know. So anyways, Danielle, I noticed you go to Glam Slam. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I do go to Glam Slam. Sometimes I'll even work door at Glam Slam or whichever. So Glam Slam TV, you can find them online, social medias. I'm sure they're on all of them. For the last few years now, it's burlesque versus wrestling. And it's this beautiful combination where you step into the Wise Hall and there's a little, like an actual wrestling rink inside the Wise Hall in the center of the room. And there's this huge theatrical show that happens where you're hosted through an entire evening and brought with these like heavily themed matches that are like dragons fighting unicorns and like Peter Pan against like I don't know, old man something, right? Like it's like they just set up such contrast. It's so much fun. It's like the audience is wild the entire time. September 15th is the next one. There's a few tickets left, I heard.
Okay.
Tickets available on Eventbrite.
It says no.
That looks like a 20.
Oh, right. That's an old one.
Yeah, that one looks like last year that you're looking at. Maybe the September show. But this, on the 15th, upcoming next week, that's the next Glam Slam.
Ooh.
So that's at the Wise Hall in East Vancouver.
Oh, perfect. All right. And we're going to talk about one of your favorite songs called Satellite Bombs. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's like the mellow track on the album that we've released here.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it. I think it's like one of those songs that you can throw on your headphones and, you know, lay down on your bed and just be immersed in sound, and it creates such an environment. And I think he wrote a really great song, and yeah, I'd love to share it with you.